The death of Muammar Gaddafi is a milestone for Libyans who live in the United States. NPR's Martin Costi has been talking with some exiled activists. As he reports, they had been waiting for this day to come.
Rashid Basakri lives in suburban Seattle, but his thoughts, as always, are on his home in Libya.
So you
come in.
Streaming Al Jazeera?
Yes!
As a law student in the early 70s, Basakri was imprisoned and tortured by the Gaddafi government, twice. He's been in the U.S. for 32 years, he raised a family here, and he works in retail at Nordstrom. He's on his feet a lot, he says, as he rubs a sore knee. But all these years, his vocation has always been anti-Gaddafi politics, organizing exile opposition groups, putting out statements, even as the years dragged on.
Lots of people, gave up. We did not.
It was especially hard, he says, on the exiles' families back home.
Whenever they see us in the media or hear about us in the public, they go and they give them a hard time and get your son or brother or your relative back home and shut them down.
As the Gaddafi regime warmed up to Western governments in recent years, some exiles dared to go home again. One of those was Professor Hussein El-Khafifi. This is one of his Arabic language students reciting the Quran in his office at the University of Washington. El-Khafifi, self-exiled from Libya since 1972, risked a trip home earlier this year. He was with his family in Benghazi when the rebellion blew up all around them. It was deeply gratifying, he says, but it didn't feel complete until Gaddafi himself was dead.
It's not something to rejoice over anybody's demise, but this creature is not a human being. And I'm definitely very happy from the bottom of my heart.
As long as Gaddafi was alive, he says, life in America could be awkward. At social gatherings, he got tired of all the mad dictator comments.
Oh, that crazy guy. What's his name? Oh, Gaddafi. So just because I felt like it was so embarrassing just to say, Libya, we love our country. We're very proud of it. But at the same time, sometimes just to avoid any follow-up questions or conversation, you just have to say, I'm from New York.
El-Khafifi and Basakri have families now, American families, so they don't plan to move back. But Gaddafi's death has a more immediate effect on younger Libyans here in the U.S.
When I first saw it, I thought it was just another rumor.
18-year-old Abdul Muhammad is studying biomedical engineering at Washington State University. He's one of 30 or so Libyan students on campus, most of them there on Libyan government scholarships. Muhammad welcomes Gaddafi's passing, though he doesn't share the glee of some of the older expats, especially because of reports that Gaddafi may have been captured alive and summarily executed. Still, he gets why that might have happened.
Those people might just not be able to think morally at this moment. They've been seeing a lot of stuff in the last few months, and it certainly affected their decision-making.
It's been frustrating, he says, watching the revolution from afar while his friends fought and some died. He's planning to go home during winter break. It'll be his first time on Libyan soil without Colonel Gaddafi in charge. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.